Greetings, sisters, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, this hopefully is going to be a really edifying and encouraging audio for you. I was really enjoying thinking about it and looking forward to sharing it with you. So I'm just going to start off with 1 Peter 3, 1 through 6. We're going to read that. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that, if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of their wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, or of wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. And I also want to read 1 Corinthians 7:16. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? Well, obviously we don't save them, but we may be a great influence in helping them see the truth. Amen. So you're kind of seeing where the theme of this is going. And in those two passages, we see the great influence of a godly wife. But I also want to say that regardless if you're married or not, your living witness as a godly woman can have a great impact on those around you. So anyway, today I'm going to do something just a little bit different. And I'm going to read some messages from a sister who's married to an unbeliever. Well, he professes to be of the Roman Catholic faith and they have a totally false Jesus, and his life's not in alignment with God's word, and his life doesn't show the fruit of a born-again believer. So she's been born again, I think, 5 or 6 years. Sister, I'm sorry if I got that wrong. And anyway, she's been striving on her own for many of those years without any other believers around her. So I thought it might be really edifying to share her experiences and just give some encouragement to some of you who might be going through some of the same thing. And so these are just some of the messages she shared in amongst various conversations. And I asked her if I could share them, and she said absolutely, and said that she'd love to be able to help other godly wives who are striving to serve the Lord in holiness and obedience. And anyway, quite honestly, I think a lot of these concepts can be used by any sister, whether she's married or not. And there'll be a great influence on those around her, because the characteristics of a godly wife are going to still be the same kind for a woman who's not married. And so this ought to be edifying all around for any of us, regardless of what our marital state is, if we're godly women striving in obedience for the Lord. So here, I'm just going to start reading them. Okay, so she said, I saw a difference even after 2 or 3 months after becoming truly born again. Our home was not a good place for me. I went through much hardship, but the Lord kept changing things little by little. The Lord kept raising me in my husband's eyes, yet I was raising the Lord by changing my dress, throwing things away, rejecting Christmas, Easter, Halloween, birthdays, Valentine's Day, anniversaries, funerals, politics, the American flag, the culture, man-made religion, all music but hymns, and I'm sure there are more things I reject. And another thing, repeatedly letting my husband know he has authority over me when things come up, has raised him up in a world where men are cut down and feminized. The Lord is putting our home back in order. My husband is still dealing with things that men do, but all things are in his timing. He knows the beginning and the end. And so in this, a lot of this stands out. Her obedience, as she was obeying and rejecting the things of the world, he saw it. And so it could have been a real challenge, and some of you out there know that. And I wanted to point out the authority. She said this has been one of the big things in their marriage, is giving the authority back and telling him and letting him know. And she would go and confess her faults with him if she did something that maybe she shouldn't have in obedience to God's word, and she was correcting it. She made a point to go back and tell him this. And so that's where it was saying, what did she say? Raising him back up to the authority level by raising God up in her life, which means it put her in her place of obedience and subjection to her husband. So that's pretty awesome. Here's another one. Sometimes wives walk through very difficult situations. I know because I'm one of them. The things I have been through would make you cry, so I keep a lot to myself. Despite everything that was done to me, I still gave my best in the care of my husband. Because of Christ in my heart, I can't but do my best for him. There is a lot of long-suffering for wives. The Lord sees it all, and he knows. And right there, it made me think, we're going to go to... Hold on, bear with me here. I don't want to stop it here because it'll only take me a second to get there. Maybe some of you know where I'm going. Proverbs 31, verse 11 and 12. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. This part. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And so... even though there was evil done to her, and a lot of wives have to deal with evil. When I say evil, it's sinful things, hard things to deal with. A lot of wives are not made to feel special. They feel like a tool to a husband. He may take out his anger. Those of you who are married, whether you're married to a godly man or not, we all have flesh, and I'm not trying to cut down husbands or anything, because any man... a holy, godly man or an unbelieving man can struggle in the flesh, and the wives can deal with that, and oftentimes it can hurt and cut a wife. And so I thought that was really awesome that she said, despite everything that was done to me, I still gave my best in the care of my husband. Because of Christ in my heart, I can't but do the best for him. So she's saying, because of Christ in her, she's got to. She just does. And so I thought that was pretty awesome. Here's another one. I have to remember to praise my husband every day as he needs that. There is always something to praise them for, even for trying. It is so important. It goes a long way. That's a lot of wisdom there, you know. And as I said, a lot of these concepts aren't just for wives with husbands. A lot of sisters have people in their lives that are there on a constant basis. They see their life. They intermingle with them. It's just a melding of lives together, and the life of a godly, holy woman and these precepts in it, not doing evil, not doing anybody harm, being a godly woman is going to go a long way in any situation here that we're talking about. Okay, here's another one. Yes, my husband's eyes are being opened here and there. For the past 2 or 3 months, he wants to eat supper with me. He hasn't done that in 10 years. The Lord is working on his heart, maybe showing him the truth about some things. I pray for him every day and leave him in God's hands. My focus is on the Lord, not my marriage. It created too much conflict in my heart, and when I saw that, I let it go. What I have with the Lord means more to me than marriage. Now here, that's some awesome wisdom right there, because she's putting the Lord first. And by putting the Lord first, she puts herself in obedience and alignment to his word and truth, honoring God, and her husband receives the byproduct of that. And so that's awesome, because when she's obedient to God's word, she becomes an obedient, kind, loving, caring, giving wife that does her husband no harm. So you see how all that works. Kind of goes along with, here, let me go get that scripture verse real quick, what I was going to say. Okay, it's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So she's talking about seeking the kingdom of God and being obedient to him, and all these other things being added unto her within her marriage, and that would be sisters with relationships, people being affected by how you live your life for the Lord. And let's see, here's another one that was really recent. My husband has been watching me a lot this week of how I do things in a godly manner. I've also spoken up and told him this is what I do when I have to handle a rude person. His brother, meaning an earthly brother, is giving him a hard time, and they have been going back and forth evil for evil. I can't teach him, but a little input showing him another way kept him from having a stroke. He's had medical issues on that before. My husband saw that it helped him to calm him down and not feel as bad. God's ways are so much higher than our ways. Because this just happened, It is a blessing to watch God change a heart. So praise God for that. And let's see, here's, I have two more. Yep. Here's one more. He is changing into a different man. It is so nice to see that. Only the Lord could change any of us. Being secure in the Lord, no matter what this life brings. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Being secure in the Lord, no matter what this life brings, is a beautiful gift. So you can see she's solidly rooted in God and the Lord and what He wants, and not focused on her marriage and trying to make it better, because by being obedient to God, all of that takes place within her marriage. And let's see, here's another one. I think this is awesome. There was more examples she had, but I just picked a handful that we could look at. Let's see. I love how you said our Lord is a strong tower. I have good news. I gave out a gospel card today to a friend of my husband's, and my husband wasn't upset at all. In fact, he said I did good. The Lord is softening my husband's heart. And I also want to say within there, there was a situation, without going into a really long audio, that the sister wanted to share some good news with family members during an occasion, and her husband actually opened up the door and announced to everybody that she wanted to share something. And so we see a lot of the Lord working in her husband, and she's being blessed by her obedience. So, sisters, I can testify for myself the great works that God can do in a husband when a godly wife's obedient to the word and has a meek and quiet spirit within him. And again, just keep in mind, it's just our reasonable service to be obedient to God and continue to keep doing this regardless whether we see the results in people around us or not. And I often share this with sisters. This is so encouraging to me. I was the absolute last person that anybody would think would come to the Lord. And my life was changed in an instant. Look at Brother Paul. So can anybody else's. So praise God for that. Before I go, I want to read Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise God. I hope that was as encouraging to you, sisters, as it was for me. So let's all just keep shining our light and going about our good works unto the Lord. All right, love to you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.